Anyways, hello. Remember when I started that last time on my last episode, when I started my episode like that? Ha! Okay, this is... Here's a better intro. Hello, I'm here. Dang it, that's not good. Okay. Hi for reals this time, or maybe not for reals. Let's see. I'm just gonna keep this one because I don't want to do another redo. Anyways, what are we talking about today? We're talking about...
We're talking about plants.
Yes. Good idea. Okay. So, plants, they need water.
They do. And yes. They need sunlight.
Yes.
To complete photosynthesis.
Yes, you knew that.
Photosynthesis is the process of when a plant uses its organelles.
Organelles?
I don't know. I learned this year, but forgot. And then they absorb the sunlight and turn it into food, and that's why their leaves are green.
I didn't know that that's why their leaves are green. I thought it was just because... green's a nice color.
Yeah, I mean, some plants aren't green.
I mean,
most are. I don't really know any plants.
Do I have a plant that isn't green? Some cacti or different colors, maybe?
Yeah. Let's talk about your orchid.
Yes.
How's your orchid doing?
Two near-death experiences for my orchid.
Two?
Yes, two near-death experiences. But that's it. That's actually impressive, considering orchids.
Yeah. Aren't those, like, one of the hardest plants to keep?
Yeah.
And yours isn't dead yet. Very, very good job.
Although, what if its leaves died, and I'm, like, super scared about it? Like, it's gonna die. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I want to get, like, some plants. I want to get a shelf. Well, I want to redo my room. I want to paint it white, because it's purple right now.
Crazy plant lady check.
Wow, I'm gonna be a crazy cat lady and a crazy plant lady.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've really gone off the rails.
That was.
Because I'm gonna be a crazy cat lady and a crazy plant lady.
Is that impressive or?
No, not really.
I was wondering if that was impressive or not. You were supposed to respond to that. Okay. Anyways. I just, like, put it, like, really close to my face. Like, anyways. I probably, like, rip the headphone users already. Like, the first intro, like, they're already dead.
Yes, they are.
Yikes.
What's this your favorite plant?
Daffodil.
Nice.
Because they remind me of England. Because when I was little, I would always see them a lot. And that's like the first, one of my first things that I remember was seeing them. Yeah.
Mine's probably like lavender. It's basic, but it smells nice.
Yeah. At least it's not a rose. That's very basic. No offense, if your favorite plants are... Oh, by the way, that's pink lemonade. It's been sitting out for probably about 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why it's a purplish color.
I want to see if you can grow mold on water over, like, drinks.
You can. Trust, I know.
Oh, my God.
Give it a few more days, and it'll be growing. There's already some at the bottom.
Ew.
Nice.
Oh, you know, like, when you get breakfast at school and then they give you apple slices?
Yeah.
In the packet? Mm-hmm. Mine were expired and moldy once. They had mold growing on them. And, they said to talk to the principal about this. Like, the lunch monitor said, tell your principal.
Yeah, at the school, Rolling Terrace, that's, like, kind of, where is it? like Langley Park, I think. Mm-hmm. There was a water problem and the school didn't do anything about it. I didn't go there, but my friends did.
Oh yeah, I was like, isn't that like a extra smart school or something?
No. It's just in a different district. Yeah.
Anyways.
But school lunch, I ate school lunch for like a while, and then when I got old enough to pack my own lunch, I started packing my own lunch. Yeah.
Apparently I'm hungry. I'm gonna get some cookies. Okay. Naruto run.
Did you just fall?
No.
Oh.
I slapped the chair like, oh, my cookies fell. Okay, this is totally about plants, guys. Yep.
Oh yeah, I forgot we were talking about this.
Anyways, wait, you have to break them open to see if they're undercooked. Okay. This isn't going to cook.
What is this?
This is a box.
No way, it's a box? Who would have known? Why is there nothing in here?
I don't know.
Ooh, it's a key. What does this do?
I have no idea. We have a bunch of just random keys that aren't to anything.
Cool.
Yeah. I tried one, like, they're good if you want to, because I made a homemade Ouija board, and then in order for it to work, I had to kill a beetle on it, and then I had to scratch a bug by until it bled, and I had to put the blood on the paper. Anyways, so, my friend, we tried it out, yes. We tried it out, and we used the keys for it, and then we summoned, and then it worked, and it was cool.
Yeah, I am terrified of Ouija boards. At my friend's birthday party once, they wanted to play, there's this thing.
Bloody Mary?
No, not Bloody Mary. I've
wait, Light is a Feather, Chips a Board?
Kind of similar to that, but no, I've done that before, too. But basically, so there's this thing, they saw it on TikTok, but we're not going to talk about that. So,
the lady where you stuff yourself in the pillow, and then, yeah, my friend told me about it.
No, it's not that. So, it's one person, and then there's a group around you, and they're, like, chanting something, and then it takes you to, like, your subconscious, mm-hmm. and then there's a bunch of doors, and I don't remember all of it, but this is, like, the basics. What was that? Anyways, and it's supposed to...
Probably a squirrel, actually.
And then it takes you to your subconscious, and some of it is good stuff, some of it's, like, your worst fears, and some people, like, didn't wake up from it, so I was like, I am not doing this, because I cannot get in trouble, because we have school in, like, 2 days. So, yeah. Yeah. But they ended up not doing it, because everyone was, like, laughing, so it wouldn't work. Like, half of us were like, absolutely not. And then the other half were like, let's just try it. And then the half that was like, absolutely not, we just sat outside. And all we heard was them, like, cackling. And we're like, this is not going to work. Anyways, yeah. And then we just ate cake. Yeah.
That's very straightforward.
Yeah. Birthday parties, I mean, like, slumber parties, super fun, super messy, super, like, you don't get any sleep. And
no,
everyone always had, like, soccer games the next day, so your parents would come pick you up at 8, and then you're playing your soccer game, and you, like, fall over because you're sleeping. Yeah. But then I quit soccer. I think I just talked for, like, 2 minutes straight, but we're not done about that.
Yeah. I mean, at least not, like, 20 minutes long, because I've had 2 videos that are, like, over 20 minutes long. One of them was a food dare, though, and I ate applesauce and ketchup. And my friend didn't, because she didn't have them. Didn't have that stuff, so I had to suffer, and she didn't. I was definitely, that's how I remember it.
Apples and ketchup?
Applesauce.
Applesauce and ketchup? I think apple slices and ketchup would have been a tiny bit better. That does not sound appealing.
I'm hungry, apparently.
What time is it? 9:57. We're gonna have lunch in a bit.
Yeah, I didn't really eat breakfast that much.
Yeah, what did I have for breakfast? Croissant and coffee.
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Oh, Jeopardy. Have you ever played Math Jeopardy?
No, it doesn't sound fun.
It does not. We played it in geometry. Geometry was one of the hardest subjects I have ever taken. 0 out of 10. I do not recommend. Mm-hmm. Proofs. Yep. I cried multiple times, once in class, while taking a test. It was embarrassing. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, my friend says, like, because her teacher was, like, super mean, and she kicked her out because she was accidentally unmuted. And then said no because her technology was working, and the teacher said it was at her, so kicked her out of the meeting. And then she cried because.
Yeah, that's one word. All my teachers were nice this year. Wow. Yeah. But then I failed Spanish.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Wait, is this like. This looks like a sponge. It does. Anyways.
But I already have a lot of my language credits, so it's okay. And then I'm taking ASL in 10th grade. Finally, I've been trying to learn ASL forever.
I feel like that's a familiar thing, but
A familiar thing? Oh, American Sign Language.
Oh. I feel like I've heard that before.
You didn't even drink your chai.
I did. I was in the roof.
You can have it with your wife. Oh my god, this cup is beautiful.
Our house is like a complete mess. Anyways, you haven't been introduced at all.
Oh, I have not, but I've been talking a lot. I'm Dia. I am 14 years old. I like to read sometimes, and I like to watch things. I like Marvel movies, and my favorite show is Young Royals.
Honestly, my friend, when she was on it, she was like, hi, I'm, what's her face? hi, I'm Audrey. She's like, oh, hi, I'm Audrey, let's get on with us.
Yeah, and then, well, I like the Marvel movies, but my favorite movies are the Twilight movies because they're so bad that they are good.
Aren't they, like, heteronormative or something?
But they're so bad, they're good. It's like a vampire
movie,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Anyways, have you watched Beetlejuice?
No.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I mean, the 1975 version?
The original version?
Yeah.
Wait, they made another one?
I mean, like, the Broadway version.
I mean, like, the one...
On TV?
Where... Like, you watch it.
Okay. That's very vague. yes, you don't watch the other ones. Yeah, I mean, I've heard all the songs from it, like, the Broadway version.
Like, yeah, they were on, like, SoundCloud, which is a music app.
Beetlejuice.
Yes. Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I'm not gonna sing because I'm not good at singing.
I remember when I was a little, like, little, like, I was, like...
Little.
I was, like, not even, like, one. My parents were watching Beetlejuice, like, the cartoon.
There's a cartoon?
Apparently.
Oh. I didn't know there was one.
I didn't know either until I found it in my memories. But anyways, and then he made his sombrero appear. and then confetti fell. And that's all I remember. Anyway.
Beetlejuice is like, you know, I don't think you know who Trisha Paytas is.
No.
Okay,
but
great.
I know who Edward Scissorhands is. Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Depp. No.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Johnny Depp played Edward Scissorhands.
But he looks like, It looks like Bronte for my novel. Is how I picture, like, Bronte or something. No. What? Nah. Okay. But, like, he's actually... It's like, elves don't age. Like, they don't look like they age. And their, lifespans are indefinite. Because nobody have died from old age yet. So they keep... Like, they look like teenagers. Like, they don't look like old people.
They don't look like old people. Wow.
Like, because Bronte's like a you know, a couple thousand years old, it's fine. But he looks like he's, like 19. Like, yeah. Come on. I'm like, okay. Like, okay. I picture them of, like at least, 50 or something. Because he's, ancient. But no, apparently.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's your taco. Split the taco.
I'm full. I'm gonna have some of these.
Eat it.
Oh, wow. Eat it, okay?
It's your taco.
I know I messed it up. Let's see. I'm gonna talk about my Pinterest boards. Let's see how many Pinterest boards.
Wait, I think my Pinterest board. Okay, I spent 15 minutes. Oh. I'm trying to make it a half an hour long group.
I have jewelry. Yes. I have bags. I have cake. I have braids. Oh gosh. I have cars. I want a buggy with one of the convertible ones. Mm-hmm. And I want it in a cream color because that's gonna match my aesthetic.
You mean pastel? Or
No, cream. It's a white, but not.
A creamsicle?
Like this.
But it's white, not cream.
Yes, it's a little not white. It's like an off-white.
Oh,
I have a clothes one. I have daggers. I like daggers. I like, medieval daggers because they're really pretty.
Yeah.
And then I have my house. Very aesthetic. And I burden everyone, all of my friends with my house board. And then I have Kristen Stewart. She was on Twilight.
Oh.
And then I have, Cousette, which is just, a brand.
Do you have Draco plus ships, Draco plus Harry ship, Pinterest,
Oh my god.
Oh my god, sorry.
Please don't choke. Do you need a Heimlich? Where's your water?
My aunt had to do the Heimlich on potato because he swallowed a seed that was too big for him.
And you can do a Heimlich.
Yeah, you can apparently.
And then I have nails because, I don't do my nails because I keep them short because I don't want to scratch.
Yeah,
and
but you still haven't answered my question. Do you have a...
No, I don't. Okay.
Why don't you?
Because I don't
Why don't you ship Drury?
That's a good question, okay? I did last year.
But why don't you this year?
Because I don't like Tom Felton.
Why?
He supports J.K. Rowling. You're 9.
I know.
Okay.
She's transphobic.
Yeah, and he supports... What?
Okay.
And also, he burdened us with his singing.
Okay, but the actors aside, do you ship the characters?
Okay, the characters. Let's see.
Okay.
Draco.
The love-hate relationship, obviously.
Their relationship, they're pulling each other.
Exactly! Isn't that just a basis for a loving relationship?
Enemies to lovers? Yes. What?
But it's it's good. No.
Things I don't like is when people ship Draco and Hermione.
Ew, no! Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Why? Yeah. And then there's also. Honestly, Ron and Hermione.
No.
That was a mess.
No.
They both liked each other, obviously.
Hermione and Ginny.
Yes! Yes!
I know, I'm a genius.
Someone with taste, yes.
Yes.
I had this...
I was, totally against Drury, but then I saw, a single picture, which was, it was, Shibi's. It was, a Shibi picture of them as a couple, and then I was I think I like this ship now. That's actually how it works. That's actually... Yes, that's how I...
So, you know Cedric Diggory, right?
Yeah.
So... He's played by Robert Pattinson.
Wow. I don't know who that is.
And then this is, there's like this picture of Robert Pattinson.
I thought he was in a banana suit for a second.
So there's, you see like the picture.
Why is there so many of them?
When he was like 20 or something. And then people photoshopped it onto Cedric because it's the same person. And then I have like a whole Pinterest board, and then this is him photoshopped on Dobby, the elf.
Oh, I think it works.
And it then works. This is Harry standing over Cedric's dead body, but. And then another Harry and Dobby one.
Congratulations, we've reached the 20-minute mark.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, just for this recording. Just this recording is like 20 minutes. Just this recording.
And then These are tattoos I want when I'm older. I don't want a lot of tattoos.
You want a lot of tattoos. A whole Pinterest board with like 20 tattoos.
I want some of them. I want the spine one, even though I know it's going to hurt forever.
It's going to hurt so long.
And then I want this moon one. And it's like this lady sitting on a moon. I think it's really pretty.
I could redraw that.
And then I want a mirror. And then...
I thought you said you were going to marry someone for a second.
No. I'm going to marry a tattoo.
that tattoo of, like, sad and happy, it was, like, red. It's still red.
This one?
Yeah, it's still red.
A lot of them are still red. Yeah. And then...
Why did somebody get it on my, like, ear? Like...
I'm not sure.
That's... Why did...
Yeah, that's the piercing I want. Oh, the helix. But just one.
I think two looks better, but okay.
I mean, I can't get two at a time. It's gonna hurt so bad.
I got two at a time. I went cha-ching, cha-ching. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, but that's low. Helixes take 9 months to heal.
I know. It's like, because, like, anything besides this, anything, because it has, like...
cartilage, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I bet, like, the thing that would hurt the most is, like, your eyebrow, the middle of your nose, or, like, your chin.
I think people have some really, like... Like, body mods, I bet those hurt so much. Like, have you ever seen that? I don't want to show you that.
Like, the elf ears?
No.
Or, like, the, like, tongue where you, like, split it like an...
Oh,
snake.
That would definitely...
Yeah, that would, like...
hurt. But I'm talking about, like, there's this corset one where people pierce, like, their back. And then they, like, put ribbons through it. But I'm not going to show you.
Yikes. I mean... That would look aesthetic on anything but your back.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, like, if you got, like, a piercing that could, like, actually... If you got, like, a bunch of piercings and then it looks kind of like, just like this. And then you could, like, tie a ribbon.
Yeah.
But that would look cool on your ear. But, like, you can't do it because then your piercing would have to be, like, big. And that would hurt. If you got, like, 10, like, and then just, like... You just, like, take a knife and just go, like... And then stick a ribbon through it.
Oh. Oh, that does not sound nice.
Yikes.
Have you ever seen the Marvel movies?
I wanted to, but Junie didn't want to. So we watched the trailer for it, where Captain America punched the old lady in the face because she was an alien, and I said, get that, Karen.
Yeah, so I've seen all, like, 23, and I saw Black Widow, right? Like last week? Last week?
Mm-hmm.
Last week or 2 weeks ago? Anyways. Someday. And then, so, one of the main characters, well, Black Widow, she has, like, she only has one ear pierced, which I thought was weird. But she had, like, a bunch of piercings. Like, she had all, like, her lobes, and then she had a bunch of helixes, and then
she had
a tragus, a daith, and a conch. And she just had, like, a lot of piercings, and I thought that was cool. But then her sister, Yelena, she had two lobe ones and one helix, which is what I want. But not because Yelena did it. I want to make this clear. I've been wanting a helix since last year before the movie came out. And now everyone's getting two low piercings and a helix. So now I want to feel special.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed.
Because my dad got like one ear pierced. And then my mom got both lobes and then just like six going up her ear.
Ooh, nice.
She did it with an ice cube and a sewing needle because she thought her mom wouldn't let her.
She did it when she was like... Before she was an adult?
I think she was, like, a teenager, and she didn't think her mom would, like, let her. So she went, and then she got them re-pierced twice, but because she was too polite to say, I want it higher. And she was like, I want to be an easy customer. So then she did it like that, and then she was like, I want it higher. And then she wanted to be an easy customer again. So she got it too low. Okay.
Yeah, I definitely... I'm very scared. I had a dream last night where I got them pierced and it was crooked.
Oh no.
And I was like, well, I hope that doesn't happen in real life.
Yeah, because my friend, she got one ear pierced and then the other one, the head got stuck in her ear, the head of the earring. And then she had to get a needle to it to numb it. She had to get a needle in her ear to numb it, and then she had to get it pulled out of her ear.
Oh my gosh.
So she only has one ear pierced now. She wants to get like this one re-pierced at the doctor's, but then I told her the doctor's use like a real needle, and then she was like, I didn't know that. And then she's like having second thoughts.
Yeah, I definitely.
Okay, this is undercooked.
It is.
Is this undercooked? No. Yeah. It's just sponge. No. Why is it white? I think there's like the oats.
Here is my Pinterest board that I burden everyone with. Even you. So this is my dream house.
Which one?
So this is the kitchen. So I want like this nice dining table and I want a dome. And
it's
then,
really good looking.
Yeah. And then all these cabinets and then I want like a wine cooler. Not for wine though. For drinks, like I love
wine
ginger
is
ale.
A drink.
Okay, well, non-alcoholic drinks.
Like Arizona tea lattes.
Arizona tea lattes.
Wow.
No, like ginger ale.
Tea lattes.
And then I want lots of natural light pouring in.
Yeah.
I sound like I'm doing ASMR. And then I want a very nice, I don't know if I want an island. No, I do want an island. Okay. So I want like a dining room island.
Oh, you want a desert island or you want the furniture?
The furniture? Like a kitchen island?
Oh, I'm talking about like you want it on an island.
And then once again, back with the open
lighting.
I want
lighting. An island out back.
Yes, I want sand in the middle of my house.
Wait.
Oh, wow, this has been going for a while.
Yes, this, like, beats all my other things.
And then the living room. So, for some stuff, I just put it in the... Because I have sections on this board.
Oh, my God. That's... I just got... Because apparently this all only went in one place. And
oh,
I just
gosh.
Tasted that place. Ow.
Did you forget to stir it in?
I might have forgotten to stir it in.
Great. Yeah. I hope you enjoy your salty cookie. And then I want a TV and a fireplace. Even though I kind of am iffy about fireplaces because it's aesthetic. But then I don't like
fire hazards. I have a fireplace.
Fire hazards.
I have one.
And then I want this door leading out to the backyard.
What? I thought that was a window.
Open light. And then I want stairs that look like this. And then I don't really like this. I don't know why that's there. And then, you know, stained glass. I love stained glass so much. And then...
I don't see stained glass, but okay.
Okay. Well, this is slightly stained on the edges.
Slightly stained? I can't even see through it.
Okay. Well... And then, I want a pool area, and I want the bottom of the pool to look like, you know what Spain is, right? Yeah, obviously. Spain.
It's
the country.
The country.
Yes. So I want like a Spain. Oh my god. Please, you're giving me a heart attack.
Ow.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. And then I want a design on the bottom of the pool, I guess. And then I want the pool house. I don't know if I want it inside or outside, but if either way, I want like columns.
I would want like pastel mermaid scales on the bottom.
Like this.
An indoor and outdoor pool, and a jacuzzi, indoor and outdoor, and a sauna, an outdoor sauna and an indoor sauna.
Wow, she's bawling
out. And a hot tub indoors and outdoors.
Wow, she's got a lot of stuff going on in her house, guys.
And guys, like, when I swing the sofa.
I mean, like, the five people are going to listen to us.
And then, back again, I want a big library.
Okay.
Maybe I should title this, Katy Perry Songs. Katy Perry sings on this channel, and so then more people will listen to it. Or something like that. That's what most people do.
Longhorns know the light. We're gonna lose our minds tonight. What's the deal? That's Pink.
I was like,
Anyways.
What's the deal? Oh, my mom went to high school with Pink. She was a year above her, though.
Oh. I love Pink. Not that much.
Oh, but by the way, my mom also met Beyonce's stalker. She met Beyonce's stalker.
Not Beyonce, but her stalker.
Yup. She met Beyonce's stalker.
Wait, sorry. Look at these doors. I think my friend
added Did you just almost drop your phone?
Maybe.
Wait, is that a dresser, but it has windows?
Yeah, it's like an armoire. It's fantastic.
Did you say armor?
Armoire.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's armor. It's armor for my clothing.
And then, oh, I didn't even add this. My friend's on this board. And then, just, you know.
I just hiccuped.
Wow, this is what I want the outside of the library to look like. And then I want, like, this nook, but I want it to be rounded.
So, do you want a whole academy or a house?
Both. And then I want a secret door. I love secret doors. I want a secret door.
Like, you take out a book saying, this is the secret door stuff book thing.
And then I want the top to be a map. Yeah.
Wait, you could write a novella about how this is the book that your secret door leads to. Doyer. That's what your secret door leads to. And it's called a murder mystery, even though it's not murder about murder mysteries.
Also one of my favorite movies, Knives Out. It's an amazing murder mystery, and it stars Ana de Armas, which I love. I love her so much. And Chris Evans. He's a good actor.
I thought you said Chris Evans.
I did. Chris Evans.
But, like, as one word.
Oh, no. That there was a space.
Croissants.
Chris Evans.
Like croissant. Croissant Evans.
And then also Daniel Craig, and he's the detective.
It's a kitsune, and then it's a fox.
A kitsune?
A kitsune.
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 And then, this is the outside, and there's this walkway, and yeah. And yeah, back with the ivy, like the ivy on the outside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I want statues outside of the door because I'm fancy.
Is it time
fancy
to make lunch? Wait, we've passed the half hour mark.
Wow, everyone's gonna love this horse. Oh, and then I also want like.
We have to end this soon.
Yeah, I'm almost done. Oh, are yeah, you? These are the statues I want outside it. And then, and then a greenhouse.
You want a greenhouse?
Yes.
Are you sure you don't want Hogwarts?
Hogwarts greenhouse was a mess.
Yeah. But that's because they had kids living in there. Not living in there. They had... I'm pretty sure they had a burping plant. Like, if that sounds like something they would have.
Yeah,
a
they
burping
did.
Plant, like...
And then this is the dining area outside.
I don't know. It's like coughing and trying to sound like... I'm coughing if you can't tell. I'm not sure why. Because I've been laughing with food in my mouth.
Yeah, no, don't speak and talk, because you might choke, and I don't want you to choke.
Yeah.
Grab some water.
I'm tempted to drink that moldy drink.
Oh, no, please. Please. And this is the shower. This is the
please.
And okay. I don't really have any ideas for the bedroom, but, yeah, that was just my friend added. And then, I want a backyard, obviously. Who doesn't want a backyard? And then this is what it looks like. And then
you want like to remodel Hogwarts or something? Yes. Is that what you want? Yes. It looks like that's what you want.
And then,
but like you would never have enough money for that.
Okay. Hey. Whoa. Let's not attack me. Jeez.
I'm not sure anyone would have enough money to like.
Well, let's see. I want to. Oh, we're gonna have to end this.
Yeah. Goodbye.